Sherry Klein worked as a legislative aide for retiring Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson, and now Klein wants her boss's job. When asking for voter support, she cites her experience in the legislature and her commitment to maintaining and increasing employment opportunities. Dan Ortiz taught for about 30 years at Ketchikan High School. He says that as an independent, he would be free to vote based on what's best for the district without considering special interests or partisan politics. Ortiz has taught social studies, economics, and history, and has been the high school drama, debate, and forensics coach. He says it was part of his job to know and understand current events on a national, state, and local level.
So I've always been very much interested in the process of government, the process of people being involved every day in society. And it was always an interest of mine and perhaps even a goal of mine to one day serve in public office.
Klein says her interest in public office started as a teenager, and she's been actively involved with the Republican Party for about 20 years.
With Representative Wilson's retirement, and my having worked in Juneau with her, I thought it was the ideal time to step forward and start working the issues that I think are important for our community. And that's number one, that small business needs to be represented, because that's what creates the jobs in our communities and what allows our kids to come back.
One task legislators are expected to perform is obtaining money for capital projects. With a shrinking budget, that's becoming more difficult than in past years. Klein says legislators prefer to focus their cuts on the operating budget and not the much smaller capital budget.
Because it brings, especially to the smaller communities, it brings in the jobs and helps to keep those communities going. So, of course, I would work the best I can to see what it could bring in for the community while still making sure that we have a sustainable budget for the future for our state.
At a Chamber of Commerce forum, Klein talked further about budgets and says the legislature needs to look at what's really needed and what's just nice to have.
I think there's a pretty big divide on those two things, and so we need to see what we actually need as a state to continue to go forward in order to be able to sustain that budget. But number one, we need to be developing our resources to increase our revenues. I'm not just looking at what we can cut, but what we can do to increase.
Ortiz agrees that it would be his job to promote projects identified by the district's communities, but he says the most practical way for the state to save money is through reducing the capital budget. He told the chamber audience that neither side wants to take responsibility for the significant cuts the state is going to have to make.
I think the only solution is going to be for everybody to come together, to roll up their sleeves, to work in a bipartisan fashion, to make tough decisions. I think what can be done is everybody to take off their red and blue clothes and to say, hey, look, let's all work at this together. Let's be nonpartisan. Let's solve the issue of the budget for Alaska.
Klein has stressed throughout her campaign that as a Republican, she's guaranteed to be in the majority caucus, giving her more influence over legislation.
Depending on what the makeup is and what how the elections go in the rest of the state would be a determining factor as to whether or not my opponent could ask to be a part of the majority. And then it would be up to the majority to determine whether or not they needed or wanted him to be a part of that.
Ortiz argues that non-Republicans have been invited into the majority caucus in the past, and there's no reason it can't happen again.
I've said from the very beginning of my candidacy that I will be a part of the caucus that's in the best interests of my district. It's my job to do so. Most likely, that will be a part of the majority.
Ortiz expanded on that during the Chamber of Commerce forum, stating that as an independent, he would actually be in a better position to influence the legislature.
If you have a caucus that really wants you to be a part of their group, either to create a supermajority or to create a stronger voice if you're in the minority, there's going to be an incentive to offer me a position on an important committee in order for me to jump along with that particular group.
Speaker of the Alaska House Mike Chenault and Alaska House Rules Committee Chairman Craig Johnson addressed the caucus issue in an editorial sent via email to KRBD. They write that Klein would be welcomed into the majority if she wins. However, they write that Ortiz would have to ask to be included, and there's no guarantee. The general election is Tuesday, November 4th, and polls throughout the state are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.